I'm now going to give you this edition's quiz question to test your little grey cells. And again, we are in the area of general knowledge. We want to know, Brassica olorosa is better known as what? Brassica olorosa is better known as what? And we'll give you the correct answer to that next week. Now for two more items of information. Firstly, joint call for government to help palliative care more. Chief executives of the UK's palliative and end-of-life care charities have joined forces to urge party leaders to prioritise care in their election manifestos. Ahead of the next general election, potential prime ministers have pledged to help the current NHS crisis. However, experts from various charities, including Marie Curie and Sue Ryder, have claimed that something needs to be done about the quality of end-of-life care. In an open letter to the government, which was signed by people from Marie Curie, Sue Ryder, Hospice UK, National Bereavement Alliance, and Together for Short Lives experts, said, if the government do nothing to fix the problems that dying people currently experience, hundreds of thousands will miss out on vital care, and the trauma of seeing a loved one die without support will live in the minds of a generation. People who are dying and their loved ones deserve better. Arguably, this demand couldn't have come at a better time. According to recent statistics, up to 90% of adults who die would benefit from palliative and end-of-life care. And due to the UK's growing ageing population, around 32,000 more people would benefit from healthcare at the end of the next Parliament, estimated to be in 2029, compared to the start sometime this year. An array of chief executives from the charities involved with the open letter have expressed their views on the matter. Toby Porter, the CEO of Hospice UK, said, the next few years are critical for end-of-life care. We know that many people do not get the palliative care they need at the end of their lives. And we know that our ageing population means demand for care will continue to grow over the next decades. Hospices are ready to meet this challenge, but they need a new funding model and support from the next government to ensure they can continue to provide their brilliant care for everyone who needs it, whenever they need it. We need the next Prime Minister to recognise the importance of palliative care and heed the recommendations of the Joint Manifesto, so everyone affected by dying, death and bereavement gets the best possible care and support. Andy Fletcher, Chief Executive of Together for Short Lives, stated, it is unacceptable that families of seriously ill children are not getting the palliative and end-of-life care they need because of where they live. This is care that is clearly set out in standards, guidance, and even the law. Time is short for seriously ill children and their families. It is vital that the next government oversees a step change so that children and families can finally access the high quality, sustainable palliative care they need. The letter also highlights the charity's joint manifesto, which is calling for radical change to palliative and end-of-life care and improved support for carers and bereaved people. Heidi Travis, Chief Executive of Sue Ryder, commented, it is clear no more time can be wasted. The government and healthcare system must act now. Our research shows that the demand for specialist palliative care services is expected to rise by 55% over the next decade. the constant uncertainty of funding will continue to be a threat to service provision until a sustainable solution is reached. Everyone should have a good death, and access to palliative and end-of-life care is integral to this. The inconsistent provision across the UK continues to make this time more difficult for people at the end of life, when their focus should be spending time with people they love and making memories. A second item is new Essex Mental Health Carers Network being formed. Those currently caring for someone who has received mental health care from Essex Partnership University NHS Foundation Trust are being sought for a new carers network. It aims to provide valuable support, information, and resources tailored to the needs of carers. According to Hayley Goff, a people participation lead in the Trust's patient experience team, a carer can be anyone who provides unpaid care to someone in need. This care could be for a family, a friend, or partner facing challenges due to illness, frailty, disability, mental health issues, or addiction. We understand that it can be challenging for carers to distinguish their caring role from their personal relationship with the individual they are caring for, says Hayley. However, it is essential to recognise that carers are entitled to support, regardless of how they perceive their role. The carer network is open to anyone caring for someone who is currently receiving care from current services or has done so in the past. We want to ensure that the group offers the information and support you need, so please reach out and let us know what you would like to see, encouraged Hayley. In addition to carers, Trust staff will also be part of the network. This setup allows staff and carers to gain insights into each other's perspectives, fostering a collaborative environment where ideas and information can be freely shared. The first meeting is due to be held on May the 30th. So carers who are interested in becoming a part of the network should send an email to epunft.pet@nhs.net. That's epunft.pet@nhs.net. So that's the final piece of information for this edition. So it's now back for the rest of the local news.